Tonight, our 10-minute speaker is Ann Jay from San Diego.
Hi, my name's Ann, and I'm an alcoholic. I have 22 months of sobriety today, and I started in 2001. I've come in and out of the rooms for a few years now, but I kind of think I have it pretty well this time, I hope. I like to say I'm really serene, but today has not been a very serene day, thinking about coming here. And then I had to go to a baby shower today, and I really don't like baby showers. I don't like social commitments, and it was a relative, so I needed to go, and I said I would. So I drove out to San Marcos and got lost, got really upset with the person who gave me directions, and when I got there, I wanted to turn around and leave, but I made it through. And the hard thing about this baby shower in particular was, usually when I go to baby showers, it's just women, but now they've added men. So it's a couples thing, and I'm not a couple, so it just made it even that much worse. But I survived, and everyone was very nice, so it's okay. And I think I'll survive this tonight. I just wrote a couple of notes so I wouldn't forget. Well, when I came in to the rooms of Alcoholics Anonymous, when I first started drinking, I was very depressed. And, you know, when I was drinking, I had a smile on my face. People liked that, so they encouraged me to drink. I started when I was about 15. I was a freshman in high school, and I'd drink on the weekends, and eventually went into the weekdays and go down to Mexico and drink there. Right off the bat, I drove home drunk all the time. I can't believe I never got a DUI. My brothers and my sister have all got them. But I was lucky enough not to. So the depression got worse, and went to see a doctor, and they put me on medication. But I was still pretty depressed. I switched schools. I had been going to a private school for like 10 years. So I grew up in this area, so I went transferred to Patrick Henry. And I thought my friends were just getting into drugs, and I didn't want to go there because I had seen a lot of bad that did in my family. So I thought when I went to Patrick Henry, I could just kind of move into like a nerdy group and I wouldn't have that problem. But, you know, they still drank too. So I was still drinking a lot. I did graduate. I did go to junior college. And I was about to transfer to San Diego State. And I just had a really bad meltdown. It was really scary. And it was my first experience into a psych ward, and I spent a week there, and I was 22. I think I was about 21, 22, and it was really, really scary. Of course, they ended up putting me on a lot more medication, and I spent the next 2 months in bed and gained 40 pounds between the medications and staying in bed. And my parents ended up getting me a dog because they thought that that would make me walk him, which I didn't. And somehow I got better, and I ended up going to San Diego State. I really concentrated on school. Most of my friends had moved away, so I wasn't going out drinking so much. Got into a relationship, so I graduated in 95. And then over the years, drinking was just about the same, you know, on the weekends, a couple times during the week. I went to a party one night, and I was drinking heavily, and someone had brownies and Jell-O shooters, and I had some of those, and I was up the next 2 days straight. And I also have dual diagnosis, so for someone like me, not sleeping is a really bad thing. So I went to the doctors, and I was put again into the psych ward. So over the years, I've been in about 4 times into psych wards, and actually, because of AA today, I looked it up on my records, and it's been over 5 years since I've been in a psych ward. So that's really good. And I went from like 8 psych medications to 1. So, and that's been over a year, so that's really good. I wanted to talk about what's good that's going on in my life today. I'm not clinically depressed. I'm not suicidal anymore. People say I have some serenity, and I'm more independent. I was very dependent on my parents. One of my big fears was if they died, what was going to happen to me? I didn't think I could ever take care of myself, and the whole relationship thing wasn't working out. And a couple times I did break up with people because I thought, you know, I'm so depressing, and how are they going to put up with me? And it's not fair to have someone, to have to go through being around someone that was so miserable. So, anyway, I make gratitude lists today every morning. I do a prayer list. It really helps with work. So I pray for, like, the patients I see, my coworkers, and my supervisors. And I swear I have a good day every day that I do that. As far as gratitude, it could just be, like, having a cup of coffee in the morning, looking forward to that, having my own place, and just things like that. Little things in life are more important to me today. The other thing I noticed when I was reading through the book to think of what to bring up in the book, I know most of you have read it a lot. the hard thing for me is to get out of myself and do service. I'm not that good at service, but I see how it works in other people's lives. And what I came to realize reading this book and skimming through it again is that it's really about getting out of yourself and helping others and to not think about yourself so much. And that really struck me. One thing that struck me that was said in the book was that we become less and less interested in ourselves, our little plans and designs. And boy, did I have a lot of plans and designs, a lot. And they haven't materialized. And it's okay today if they don't. I think I'll be okay, and I'll do more than survive. I have a lot of friends in the program. My last visit in Chart Mesa Vista, right before that, I drank a bunch of alcohol, and hard alcohol, and I took a bunch of pills. And I realized when I woke up that, you know, this is a bad thing. So my dad took me to the ER, and I seemed pretty coherent, so they thought I was okay, and they didn't really believe me. But when I got to Chart Mesa Vista, the medication they gave me sent me kind of like into a walking coma for 2 weeks. I don't remember those 2 weeks. My sponsor came to visit me every day, and people said I had like the most people come visit, so that was nice. I ended up staying there for a month that time, so it was really bad. And when I got out, my sponsor's like, you know, you need a lot more help than AA. I can't help you. And so I ended up going to Whiteside for 2 months and lived with 12 women. And I'm not someone who likes women's meetings, so can you imagine living with 12 women? And there's two bathrooms. So I don't know how much time I have left, but what else did I want to say? I've done some really stupid things in sobriety. It's a good thing to talk to your sponsor before you make some major decisions. At one point, I've always been kind of fanatic about exercise and not exercising, so I found out I'm a medical assistant at Kaiser, and there was this girl who was in the Navy Reserves, and she was leaving for 2 weeks. And I thought, God, to get 2 weeks out of Kaiser would be really good. So I said, you know, but I have depression. She goes, oh, don't tell me you'll get in. So I went ahead and joined the Navy for a year so I could exercise while I worked. And, I lied that I wasn't an alcoholic, that I didn't suffer from depression. Luckily, I had a breakdown, like, right before I went into the Navy. So I had my doctor write a letter to them, and they didn't accept it. They said, you have to show up, and we'll decide if you can stay in the Navy or not. So I showed up once a month for a year, and then they kicked me out. But it was, you know, I got to be in the Navy for a year, so that was cool. And it was right before things were getting really, almost everyone I was working with was actually going overseas or taking the place of someone in the States who was going overseas. And the other thing that I did now I don't have financial insecurity. I'm actually taking care of that, but I had a lot in the beginning. So a friend of mine in the program, sometimes you make people that aren't that good of friends, but she convinced me that I could go and help someone get a green card and get paid for it. So I went to Philadelphia to meet this person over the weekend, and once I met him, I realized it wasn't a good idea, and I didn't know how to say no. I'm really bad at saying no. So I called my sponsor, you know, finally, and she was on the East Coast somewhere, and I called her, and I said, you know, I need your help. Call me back, and she called me back, and she said she was staying at this hotel, and then I said, you know, I'm staying at the hotel, too, and so the next morning, we had breakfast, and she told me that I just had to say no, and that was it, and it was a real miracle for me. I don't see a lot of miracles in my life, even though other people see them, but that really was. So basically, I got out of that. How much more time do I have?
Huh?
Oh, good. Okay. So the best thing to do, I guess, is just keep going to meetings, talk to your sponsor, and be a service, which is something I need to do. Thanks.